Ministers and delegates from around the world will meet this week for the Committee on World Food Security, which is held annually at FAO headquarters in Rome. In 1974, the CFS was established to provide a forum so that governments and stakeholders could gather together and review policies in place which affect our world's food. But food security is not a topic that can be narrowly defined, of course. It is an intricate web of issues, each one significant and each one related to the other. To elaborate more on the role of the CFS in facilitating these discussions is Kostas Stamoulis, Director of FAO's Agricultural Development Economics Division in Rome. Mr. Stamoulis, thank you for joining me.
Good afternoon.
How would you describe the role of the Committee on World Food Security?
The Committee on World Food Security aspires to be, and I believe it is, the foremost platform for stakeholders to come together and agree on big issues concerning food security and nutrition. In essence, is a platform in which governments and other stakeholders express their political will to do something about world hunger. It brings together people, stakeholders, which they have different points of view, different positions with respect to hunger and food insecurity. And at the end of the day, they come up with some common ways forward on key issues. This is what CFS is all about.
And this year marks the 41st session of CFS. How has the role of the committee evolved?
Significantly. The committee was reformed in 2009 after a long process of consultation among government, civil society, international organizations, the private sector, research institutions, development banks. At the end of this consultation process, there was a reform document, which is a political document. It doesn't describe exactly what the CFS is supposed to do, but it gives the broad directions. And from that, some very important initiatives came up. The voluntary guidelines on the responsible management of tenure, the responsible agriculture investment principles, several decisions that the CFS has made on important issues and not necessarily simple issues like climate change, smallholder farming, nutrition, gender, etc. So in the beginning, we're trying to find our way, and then we came back over time with some negotiated, commonly agreed ways forward on important issues, and all of them linked to food security and nutrition. So I think we have come a long way in implementing the vision of what the CFS was all about.
And one of the main issues on the agenda this week is the adoption of the Principles for Responsible Investment in Agriculture and Food Security.
Right.
What are these principles about, in essence?
Now, first, we have to clarify the terms. What will happen this week? It will be that the stakeholders will endorse a document on the principles of responsible agriculture investment. And that's a major step forward, because this is a process that's lasted about 2 years, and now we are in a good position to present something that has, in principle, the agreement of all stakeholders. Now, what is the next step? Just like the voluntary guidelines, the responsible agriculture investment principles are voluntary. Nobody has to implement them. However, everybody made the political commitment that this is the right way to go about investment in agriculture and the food system.
What issues are being addressed through these principles?
See, the idea of having some guidelines, some principles for responsible agriculture investment came about after the food crisis, which was a lot of deals in many countries involving land transfers to domestic or foreign investors in ways that a lot of people thought were not particularly conducive to food security in the receiving countries. So that's where the idea came up. The principles themselves address a host of issues, which they try to make agricultural investment, which is across the food system, more conducive to food security, to poverty reduction, to sustainability, including environmental sustainability, more in tune with the voluntary guidelines of the right to food. So there is a lot of important issues that are addressed in the responsible agriculture investment principles on what has to be respected when a decision is to be made for an investment. And that investment can be public or private.
And if adopted, could they influence global food security or even more specifically a country's agricultural sector?
Enormously. You see, the principles advocate both more investment, because we do need more investment. We highlighted that. But not any kind of investment. We need also better investment. As I said before, it respects those basic indicators of food security, poverty reduction, environmental sustainability, etc., etc. So our hope is that those principles will be the meeting point between those who want to invest and those that have an interest in getting this investment going.
And what other issues will be addressed this week?
The committee will look at two important issues, fisheries and food security, which is extremely important, and the other emerging issue, which now a lot of stakeholders are interested in, which is food losses and waste. How food losses and waste influence environmental sustainability and food security, and what do we have to do to make sure that these negative effects are avoided?
You touched on this a little bit, but what can we expect to come from the meetings after this week is over?
Our hope is that whatever the CFS agrees upon, whatever is endorsed, then is implemented. There is an important issue, you see, that underlines the development and progress in the committee's work from its reform in 2009 up to now. The committee has decided that it's very important to have a mechanism, a monitoring mechanism, to see to what extent its decisions and recommendations are actually being followed, to what extent they are implemented. And so this mechanism will allow us to see what lessons can we learn about when and how the committee's recommendations are actually finding their way on the ground.